Okay, let's talk about Art Prize, certainly how WGVU is tied to it, and also how you are tied to Art Prize and more. Holly Bacheri, good morning to you on behalf of culture.gr. Boy, this is your week.
Good morning, Shelley. Yeah, we actually launched our website about a year ago when Art Prize's preview week started last year, because we were gearing up to make sure we were around to cover Art Prize. It's definitely, I described it as Christmas to someone the other day. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and it can also be very exhausting.
Yes. Of course, Art Prize is important to you because you are all about getting the topic of art out into the community. What is the essence of, again, culture.gr?
Culture GR is here to connect the community to our creators. And so to do that, we cover the visual and performing arts in the Grand Rapids community. We do that with news, with profiles, connect conversations with creators, and also arts criticism.
So here we go. Would you share the basics of Art Prize on behalf of the team? Basic dates and voting. Where are we going with this?
Yes, basics of Art Prize is that it was built on the premise that the public should be the voting public. It's a very democratic approach to an art competition. So you, as a visitor, get to vote on which art you think should win, and those winnings total about $500,000 in category and then grand prize winnings. So those votes are an important part of determining who our winners are at Art Prize. We do also have juried prizes as well now, but those public votes are still an important part of the event. And it's an important way that we start building conversations about art, because everyone has a voice. Everyone's opinion is important during Art Prize. So that voting opens this Wednesday at noon. You can vote on your phone, of course, just like everything else these days. There's an app for that. And then venues are open evenings during the week. Friday and Saturday, they open up at noon, and then Sunday, they are open from noon to 6. So, and you have basically the 20th to the 30th to vote for anything you want. That's called round one. Round one is when you get to vote for absolutely anything. That includes 2 weekends of being able to come down. But I like to recommend even taking it in smaller bites. Stop by on your way home from work to a pair of venues that you want to check out. Kind of take it in smaller bites so you get a chance to see more things without wearing yourself out over it. Then on the 30th, that's your last day to vote for anything. October 1, they'll announce who those public vote finalists are in each of the categories. Then we get to vote on which finalists we think should win the top prizes. We just get to select from those. But this year, there's an addition.
What's that?
This year, the public gets to also vote for anything that the jurors had selected. The jurors announced their finalists on the 25th. So in round two, if you want to vote for something that jurors selected instead of your voting public, you can do that as well. I'm really excited about that one. I think that's a new element that I'm really going to enjoy.
And what I like is it seems to be something new every year based upon feedback from the year before, the Art Prize team doing their due diligence. You have a member walk?
Yes. So our members, people that are signed up to donate $5 a month or more, they get to have these unique experiences with different arts organizations throughout the year. Every month we've got at least a couple different things that we're doing with our members. This month, one of the things that we're doing is I talked to Stacey Kirby, who was last year's juried grand prize winner for her Bureau of Personal Belonging. If you experienced that one, it was really powerful. She's an incredible artist, and she's going to take our members on a walk, on one of those Pantone Pathways walks through Art Prize. So we're going to walk and look at some art with last year's winner, and then we're going to take her out for a drink and talk some more about art with last year's winner. I'm really excited about it. I'm so thrilled that she liked our idea. But it's those kinds of things that we get to do every month with our members. So it's a great way for people to get to know other parts of the art community that they wouldn't otherwise explore.
Yes, Holly Bacheri with us from Culture GR, talking Art Prize and more. You want to continue on this role of off the beaten path, who we might miss but shouldn't?
Oh, yes. What not to miss? I mean, you know, of course, the Fed Galleries at Kendall, Graham, UICA, Meyer Gardens, Fountain Street Church. We have our list of places that we know will have a good show every year and we don't want to miss. But there are some that I think people should make sure not to miss that may not be yet on your radar.
Notes.
All right. West Michigan University has a Grand Rapids Extension campus. It's on Ionia, just past all the bars. So you can stop, get a drink, and then go see some incredible art. Every year, they bring in so much talent from Kalamazoo, as well as from Art Prize applicants. At the Frostick School of Art down in WMU, they have 450 students. They have faculty. They have alumni. All of those folks can apply. They have a whole application process for all of them. They do a really great job of bringing in really impressive work. I enjoy it every year. So that's one that I definitely think you should not miss. But there are a lot. Also on the southern side of downtown, Avenue for the Arts has a lot of great things like Light Gallery. Light Gallery has, I don't know if there are any other Pantone nerds out there, color theory nerds, but Light Gallery has a Munsell team is what they're calling themselves. They basically made a two-dimensional piece out of those paint chips, those little Pantone chips of different colors. Yes. So I'm really excited to see that one. But there's a lot. You could basically start at Fulton Street, walk down South Division to Wealthy, and discover all sorts of great things there. And then when we go north, I'm starting to call it the Golden Triangle.
Wow.
Of my favorite things that I just don't think enough people know about. One is Lions and Rabbits. It's a Creston neighborhood gallery. They've got an incredible incredible art prize exhibit set up. It's kind of based around a dreamscape, so check that out. That's on Plainfield. And also up there every year, I love discovering some work at Monroe Community Church, another church that does a really good job curating.
Just a reminder, not all venues are downtown, right?
Yes, right, exactly. You want to go outside of the main core. And then I don't know if any of you have gone to Boardwalk Condominiums in past years, but it was kind of stuffed with art, right? Mm-hmm. So last year they took the year off to reevaluate. Mm-hmm. This year they brought in one of their residents, Lori Ciravello, to curate.
Oh, yeah.
She's limited the number of artists. She's gone with a theme. She's really kind of revamped the whole thing. So I'm excited to see that one as well.
That's nice. Holly, just a couple minutes left with the pledge drive, but how do we find out more about, I guess, Art Prize and everything we're talking about? Do you have links to that?
Well, to find out about Art Prize, go to artprize.org. Okay. To find out what we're covering, you're going to want to check out our website at cultured.gr, not .gr.com, just .gr. And also on Facebook, we're doing a lot of Facebook Live visits during Art Prize because there's something about getting to talk to the artists that's so much fun. So be sure to check us out on the socials as well.
Great. I also, though, want to know what else is happening. You have any elephants in the room? I mean, no theater, ballet, symphony with the great options and or Art Prize visiting. What's your recommendation?
Oh, yes. When you get all Art Prized out, there is plenty still going on. Theater right now has Calendar Girls at Civic and It Should Have Been You at Circle, both great shows. And then at the end of Art Prize, early October, Ebony Road Players is bringing Detroit 67 to our community. I'm super excited about that one. And then The Nether at Actors Theater. And then the symphony always is bringing really great things.
I saw Bolero on Saturday night.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm so jealous.
With don't be jealous. Just next
just
time.
Go next time.
Just go next time. Marcella Langinger with his debut. Okay,
that's incredible.
Anything else, Hal?
Yes. Okay. So this weekend at Calder Plaza is the African American Arts and Music Festival. I would recommend seeing that, and while you're there, go in to see the exhibition that is at City Hall. Monroe O'Brien, who was a former Art Prize winner, curated that venue. It's called Unapologetic.
Thank you for that. All right, one more time. Cultured.gr?
That's right.
All right, Holly, thank you for you, and we'll continue doing this on a quarterly basis, keeping in touch with you and your work. Thanks for the advice on Art Prize. Take
Thanks
care.
So much, okay. Shelley.